This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With this morning's corporate profit report of note, that is the one from Sears, saying it lost more than $400 million last quarter, comes this question. What is it with Canada, man? Sears Canada saw its biggest sales losses in 5 years. And just the other day, Target fired the head of its Canadian operations after losing nearly $1.5 billion on its Canadian stores. Walmart and Lowe's have struggled up there as well. So Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports now on why so many U.S. retailers find it grim up north.
Canada. It's basically just America with colder winters and an ice hockey obsession. Right?
We are different. People forget that we are different in terms of how we buy.
Debbie Andrus teaches marketing at the University of Calgary.
We buy the same items and we're still looking for value, but we have different purchasing behaviors.
Take Target. It charged into Canada last year, opening more than 100 stores. Sounds like overreach, maybe, but Target was already popular with Canadians who had been crossing the border to shop at its stores for years. Brian Yarbrough is an analyst with financial services firm Edward Jones. He says it wasn't exactly arrogance, but
there was too much complacency that they thought, you can go up to Canada and we can open these stores just like they are in the U.S. and people are just going to flock to stores.
Yarbrough says part of the problem was Target tried to stock its Canadian stores the same way it stocked those in the U.S. Bad move.
We have financial advisors up in Canada, and I get these calls, and like, it's the middle of October, and it's winter up here already, and they don't even have gloves in their stores.
And Canadian retailers upped their game in anticipation of Target coming to Canada, lowering prices, stepping up marketing. But there was one notable exception, says the University of Calgary's Debbie Andrus. Sears.
Sears Canada, however, weren't changing as the other Canadian retailers were changing with the other American companies coming in.
And Canada's a competitive market, says Andrus. Although the country's huge, its population is relatively small. There are 35 million Canadians, compared with more than 300 million Americans. And there are only so many loonies to go around. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.